Erev Shabbos, Hagadol, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Says in the Haftarah, V'zorcha lachem yirei shemi, Hashem says, I will cause to shine for you, you yari shemayim. Shemesh tzedakah, a son of righteousness, umarpe b'chnafel, this son will carry with it many healing properties. V'yitzasem u'fishtem ke'el v'glimarbek, and you'll go out to the sun, you won't be scared of the sun, and you'll be able to enjoy it, and become fattened like cattle in the pen, become fattened. It will be good for you, it will be healthy for you to have the sun shining, the sun for you, Tayre Yiri Shemaim. The Gemara, Tainis Tavchof, Chesam Rebez, excuse me, the Gemara makes a drasha, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Shemesh B'Shabbos, when the sun shines on Shabbos Kodesh, Tzedakah L'Aniyim, it is righteousness for the poor people. Shenemar, v'zorcha lachem, yirei shemi, shemesh tzedakah u'marpei. When the sun shines in Shabbos for poor people, it's very beneficial and helpful for them. Says Rashi, how is it tzedakah for the aniyim? Says Rashi, they enjoy the sun. Says Rashi, it's a bright day, and it warms them up if it's cold. How do you know we're speaking about Shabbos? Says Rashi, yirei shemi refers to shemi Shabbos. Meaning to say, Shabbos Kodesh, the sun shines, it's gevaldik for the poor people. Learn from this pasuk. So Mefarshim, Mutzazich, where exactly do you see Shabbos in the words Yirei Shamayim, Marsha, and others? Also, this Gemara is very shver. Why is the sun better on Shabbos than during the week? L'chayr is the same sun. Also, why for the poor people more than the rich people? Everyone gets the same health benefits from the sun. Different Mefarshim and different Mahalchim. I'd like to share with you today, Al Derech HaRemez, from the Noam Elimelech Rebbe Ramayelach Melezhinsk, how he's mazed with this Gemara. The famous Mishnah in Brachis that says, Kol ha'oise tefilasei keva, ein tefilasei tachanunim. Someone whose style of davening is he feels it's a chayk, he has to go daven now, it's not with a bren, it's keva, it's just repetitive, he needs to parrot it again. Ein tefilasei tachanunim. His tefillah doesn't really come with bakasha, with lev. His tefillah is lacking. Tefillah has to be with a frishkeit, with a freshness and a bren. It shouldn't chas v'shalom be kava. Like, oh, I need to go daven right now. It should be with the ischachos. The Gemara says at the end of the second parak in Brachas, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Shimu elai abiri leiv, listen up to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you strong-hearted people, harachaykeh min hatztaka, you're distant from tztaka. So the Gemara asks Machlekes what exactly this pasuk means. One man the Yomar, the first man the Yomar, the Gemara says it means like this: Abiri leiv ar tzadikim. Shekala olam kulo nizonim mitztaka vehin nizonim mizroya. The entire world, Chadosh Baruch Hu feeds everybody b'schus tztaka, meaning everyone's snoring. No one deserves anything. Hashem is having rachmanis and feeding everybody. However, the tzadikim, they're mizroya. They are deserving, and they can take, and they have a right to go along and get. It's not that they are just getting because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, but everybody else besides the tzaddikim don't really deserve it. So Rebbe Ramayelach says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. He adds a nekuda based on the yisoid he heard from his brother Rabbi Zisha. Rabbi Zisha said, he calls him Achi Harav, on the pasuk in next week's parsha, which will be read in 2 weeks, Achri Mois, beginning of the parsha, it says concerning Aaron HaKoyin, he shouldn't just walk into the Beis HaMikdash whenever he wants. At certain times of the year, certain karbanas he needs to have, he wants to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Yom Kippurim. So he darshaned, and Rabbi Zisha said, Chassidus HaPshat, Chassidus HaRemez, he said, a yid should not be someone who has, today he's learning, today he's davening, and tomorrow he needs a break. And today, tomorrow he can't daven, he can't learn. There has to be consistency in Avodas Hashem. There shouldn't be moments where he's closer to Hashem and moments in his father. It's going to happen anyways, but he shouldn't contribute and help to those moments. He has to be focused on all the time to keep the flame burning, to keep the pilot light learning, to keep the kettle boiling. And Chas v'Shalom, it shouldn't lose his bren for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There shouldn't be, said Rav Zisha, itim moments when you're with Hashem. It should be, you're always with Hashem in some sense. So that's why the pasuk says, Val yavai b'chol eis al HaKadosh. You shouldn't be coming in b'chol eis whenever you have a moment. You should just be there. I'll just put into parentheses, heard from my uncle, And Chanukah Mesiba, when I was in his shiur many years ago, Shlomi Yaakov Eisenberger Shlita, he said on the psukim, hope I say over right, on the psukim, in the David, he said, "Achas she'altim eis Hashem, I saw avakesh, shifti beis Hashem koi meichai, lachlis benayim Hashem levakeh becholoi." He said, if you're shifty beis Hashem, if you're living in the beis Hashem, and you're shifty, that's where you live, then you could be zoicha sometimes levakeh to visit even into the heichal. You could be zoicha. But if you're not shifty beis Hashem, then there's no chance you're ever going to make it into the heichal. So the pasuk says, if you're shifty beis Hashem, then you can be levakeh, you could get those occasional visits into the heichal. But you have to have the flame burning and be beis Hashem all the whole time. So Rabbi Yisrael said, that's a pshat, al yaveh b'chol eis al ha-kodesh. Says Reb Meilach, Milozhinsk, Noam Ali Melech. If so, we understand keva tachanunim, the opposite to Pashim Shat. Meaning, if someone makes his tefillah kavua, he's always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single time he damages with the full bren, then his tefillah is not begging, it's not tachanunim, vakert, he's zoicher to take. And this is beautiful pshat, amazing pshat, in the Gemara that we said, Shimu Eli Abiri Lev Rachikim Natsdaka, Man Abiri Lev. Who are those strong-hearted people? Tzadikim. Shekala Olam Kuli Nizayim Natsdaka. Everybody needs to take from the Tzadaka fund. V'heim Nizayim is right. They can just take it with their arm. Meaning to say, says Rav Meilach, they're right there. They're living with their Kadosh Baruch Hu. They just take it off the shelf. They don't have to ask someone to pass it to them. They literally reach out and take it, because they are there. They're kavua. They are people who have pushed themselves, distanced themselves a little bit from Olam Hazeh. They're more himmeldik of people. They're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're people that are heavenly people and less to do with this world, since they're living there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, take yourself. You deserve it. Take. Bizraya. Bizraya means they just reach out and they take. So someone who's oisit filosei keva, ain't filosei tachanunim, he is not a shnar, he's not a beggar. He actually deserves to take. And that's also the pshat, famous Gemara, called Kaveh HaMakim Mitzvilosai, and Lekeh Avram Be'ezra, someone's Kaveh HaMakim, his Makim is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He davens every single time with a full bren, with a full fire, he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not have to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to help him. Hashem is there with him, saying, my son, you deserve a take. And Lekeh Avram Be'ezra, he's on a much higher madrega, this fellow. You also understand, based on this, the Lashon, very interesting. Everybody says, beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Goyimel Chasadim Tovim. So most people mean that Hashem is giving them b'chesed. They don't deserve it. Goyimel Chasadim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goyimel Chesed. You don't really deserve it. Hashem gives you anyways. But for the tzaddikim, there's a different shat. Goyimel is a Lashon, Vayigomel Avram. Avram Avinu weaned off Yitzchak. Right? Yitzchak got weaned off from nursing. So Goyimel Chasadim, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that the tzaddikim don't even need the shnar. They deserve it on their own. Goyimel Chasadim, they are weaned from needing it as chesed. Instead, they deserve it. These are the people who, concerning them, it says in Tehillim, famous pasuk we say by every bris, Ashrei tivchar usekarev yishkoy mechatzirecho. Fortunate are those HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen and brought them close, and they live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chatzir yishkoy mechatzirecho. They live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not visitors. That's their home. That's their makim. That's where they are all the time. Now we can go back and understand the Gemara and Tainis and the Pasuk and the Haftarah. Shemesh, what did we say? The Gemara says, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah la'aniyim. When the sun shines on Shabbos, it's tzedakah for the poor people. So according to this, the Mahalach is as follows. Shemesh b'Shabbos. Shemesh is the brightness. Shemesh is when it's all lit up. Shabbos. She says like this. There's two Mahalachim in how to approach Shabbos. They're both good, but one's way better than the other. A regular Yid, as Shabbos approaches, he starts thinking about Shabbos is coming. He's explaining into the Shabbos Kodesh, and he says the tefillahs like he's supposed to, and he's zoiche to have Shabbos come with a great brightness, very nice, beautiful. But there are Yidin, says Rav Meilach, who the whole week long, they live the way they're supposed to, al pi Torah. The whole week long is achana for Shabbos. The whole week long, they're living al pi Torah v'hamitzvahs. And when they get close to Shabbos, without even thinking about Shabbos, without being misbuyin into Shabbos, they start feeling Shabbos on its own. And the Tamid the Marmeya that he used to say, Rav Meilach used to say very often, he could tell how his Avayis Hashem was that week from how he feels before Shabbos, without even thinking about Shabbos, does he start experiencing and feeling the warmth of Shabbos? Then he knew that that week must have been a good week, because the achon of the week will be the achon for Shabbos, like it says in by the Parshas Hamon, v'hoya b'yoyim ha'shishi. It was, it will be on the sixth day of the week. Ve'chinu, and they feel the preparation coming. Es asher yaviu. Es asher yaviu means just from what they have from the whole week. V'hoya mishnah al asher yom yom. Asher yilkadu yom yom. It comes and it's a Mishnah Torah. It teaches that they lived Torah the way they were supposed to the entire week. So how they experience Shabbos coming in, if they need to be Mis'ayrer, it's also good. But if they don't need to be Mis'ayrer, and there's this feeling Shabbos, this simon, the whole week was gevaldik. The whole week was consistent. It's not just Shabbos comes, I become a Yid. It's the whole week they were living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole week they were Bezroya, there were people, there were Abiri Lev. Not just people that when Shabbos comes, they wake up. But the whole week was a special week. So that's the Pshat Shemesh. It's Shemesh B'Shabbos. If they need to think about the brightness of Shabbos and be mizbayin into Shabbos, Shemesh B'Shabbos, as Shabbos comes, you have to think about being mizbayin into the brightness and the behirus of Shabbos. Tzedakah lani, and then you're on the lower madrigo. Your Hashem's going to give it to you anyway. No problem, no problem. Hashem's happy to give it to you. But there's really a higher level. And the higher level is someone the whole week lives the way they're supposed to. And that's what this Gemara Reb Yitzchak is saying in Tainis, and Reb Yitzchak learns it from the Pasuk. V'zoch lachem yirei shemi shemesh taku amarpe. So the pshat is, this is Mamash Reb Yitzchak's Raya. He says, V'zoch lachem yirei shemi, you yari shemayim, you that the whole week long live the way you're supposed to, it will shine for you automatically shemesh tzedakah. That shemesh that for the aniyim is a tzedakah, for you it will shine automatically, lachem, from your own work. Because you're Yeri Shaman, you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all week. Like the Pasuk goes on and says, Umarpe ben Michnafel, your people that are living on wings, you're flying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all week long. Those that are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all week long, their Shabbos is a way higher level. It already begins how we prepare and we're excited about Shabbos coming. They get that automatically just from their avodah of the whole week. There's a tremendous lesson. How Avodas Hashem is supposed to try to be as consistent as possible. We should keep the flame burning, keep the pile like burning. I think I heard from Shem Chaim Shmulevitz, take a boiling kettle of water. If it's on the flame, even if it's a low flame, it will keep boiling. Once it goes off, you have to start boiling it all over again. Heard from a friend, Shem Chaim Shmulevitz, said this over. So that's really what the message is. We should, Mitzvah Hashem, everybody has a Shabbos HaGadol. This is the brightest Shabbos of the year, starting with the most heiligid day of Yom Tov for Pesach coming up. And then we go straight from there. We're going to be counting Sfira, keeping that flame from Pesach day after day, burning bright, to make sure that we don't, Chas HaShalom, have a Rifyon, we don't have Rafi Yideim in HaTorah. We should be staying stark with Avodas Hashem. And Meschus, not having Rafi Yideim, we'll be able to win all the Amaleks, all our challenges from inside and outside. And we'll be zeche to a good Shabbos and a chag kosher v'sameach.